Well, as we wrap up what's going on inside agriculture, the final yield estimates are in from the 2017 Farm Journal Midwest Crop Tour. Now, after tabulating results from crop scouting data covering almost 80% of the corn and soybean growing regions of the U.S., Farm Journal believes that American farmers will harvest a record 4,331 billion bushels of soybeans. That's based on an average yield of 48.5 bushels per acre. Now, the average yield guess from the tour for the 2017 corn crop is 167.1, estimating a 13,953 billion bushel take this fall. Mark Bernard, the agronomist for the eastern leg of the Farm Journal Midwest Crop Tour last week, says since much of the crop out there is still behind schedule, weather will be a key to seeing these numbers come to fruition.
It's always going to be a concern. I think Indiana and Ohio maybe get a free pass on this a little more so than what we do up here in Minnesota and Iowa, with the Great Lakes kind of blocking things a little bit more. It's cold here today. It was 57 degrees when I got my pickup, and it hasn't warmed up a heck of a lot. So somebody needs to turn up the heat.
Well, Bernard says that these estimates might be a wake-up call for farmers that are waiting to make sure major marketing decisions.
You really are going to need to get your marketing plan into high gear. There may be some opportunities here, but you're going to need to be ready to take advantage of those things when they happen, such as the weather incidents and that kind of thing. And nobody should be expecting that $6, $7 corn anytime soon, you know, barring some tremendous disaster. But to rely on something like that is just not realistic.
While both corn and soybean figures released after the four-day crop tour are lower than what USDA forecasted earlier in the month. Well, when it comes to USDA, they're actually looking at a yield is the final factor to play for this year's corn crop. Looking back to the 2010 and 11 growing seasons might offer some insight. Now, USDA settled the acreage figure in June, and while it could be updated for corn in the October crop production report, enough of the season has passed for most to be satisfied it won't change much. This leaves yield as the only determining factor then for U.S. corn production. Now, right now, that's set at 169.5 bushels to the acre nationwide. It could change things, University of Illinois ag economist Todd Hubbs. If it does, he says it might follow a pattern like the corn crop of 2010, or maybe it could be of 2011.
The last few years, the USDA's August forecast has been within a bushel of the final forecast. So you're starting to think, well, is this 169.5 right? And in 2010 in particular, I think we had a lot of pollination problems that year. So the idea that the yield deteriorated from August to September, September to October, October, November, it just kept going down to the final number. And this year, it sort of feels like in a lot of places, like Iowa, parts of Illinois, Indiana, we might be under a similar kind of scenario, maybe some pollination issues.
Hubbs says this is based on some of the crop tour information. The question in this case is, did the USDA miss high in August?
I think they're high, but I don't think they're 12 bushels high. I'm not even sure they're 6 bushels high. Right now, I'm thinking around 166 to 167 is where I see it falling out when we get to the final yield number, but it could be lower.
Well, lower, yes. Well, we'll find out. Hubbs says this is based on some of the crop tour information. The question in this case, is did the USDA miss high in August? Well, that's a look at what's going on inside agriculture. Pray for Houston, Texas. I'm Farm Director Terry Loomis.